It's a story heard around for years and never substantiated until now. The story of a woman's cremated remains abandoned and picked up by Kansas City police. We find them in the police property and evidence room, watched over by Sergeant Randy Francis, a brass urn on a shelf.
She has a shelf to herself, but she is surrounded by boxes of crack, marijuana, other items of drug paraphernalia. Basically, this is one of the smaller shelves, and she doesn't get lost in amongst the larger boxes.
An appealing paper label from a crematory, her name is Plain, and police refer to the ashes almost affectionately as she. Nearly 20 years stored, unwanted, in the evidence warehouse, found in 1985 when the buyer of a house found the ashes left behind by previous owners.
Legend has it that the members of the department have since contacted family and, you know, request them to come down and pick up her remains, and more or less the response was, we didn't like her when she was alive, so we don't like her now and we don't want her.
And so we lift the remains of Bernice Louise Hickman off the shelf.
How much does that weigh?
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to guess about 5 pounds.
And so why have police kept this urn the past 19 years? Sergeant Francis.
I think everybody here is, you know, no more room than she takes up. And what's the proper thing to do? Should we take her out and actually bury her? I mean, there is an expense that would go along with that. The taxpayers might not think that's the way to spend taxpayer money is doing such.
And the ashes of Bernice Louise Hickman do have a special place in the evidence room.
She's kind of the matriarch of our property room down here.
We are able to learn more about the woman whose ashes are unclaimed nearly 20 years, and there is a remarkable resolution to this, as you'll hear when we conclude this story. I'm Dan Verbeck, and this is My City. Ashes in an urn on a shelf at the Kansas City Police Property Room for 19 years, unclaimed by family. We learn it was Bernice Louise Hickman, died age 58 in 1983 in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. She lived at 35th and Elmwood, where ashes were left behind when her surviving family moved 2.5 years after she died. Police keep the urn. Chief Jim Corwin learns of it.
I understand, which was news to me. I'd heard some rumors about that for many years, but when we start looking into that, they have a special place for her, and that's been a special place for a long time.
Elmwood Cemetery will donate a plot to bury Bernice Hickman's ashes. Unknown to the chief or to the cemetery volunteer who arranges the plot, even they have a connection. Volunteer Lori Horton is a regular police dispatch computer expert.
Fortunately, we have a woman that works for us that's works for a cemetery to keep its historical value, and the maintenance of a cemetery that has a lot of value to historic value to Kansas City, Missouri.
And at Elmwood Cemetery, Laurie Horton picks a plot.
Right underneath this tree, it blossoms out very beautifully in the springtime, full leaves. It's a healthy tree, and from here she can see everything. And it's just a comfortable place. But this is what I was thinking of, is right here. This is Section 4, Lot 21. Phase 2.
Lawrence Jones Funeral Chapel held the original service. Funeral Director Emmanuel Norris says they will take care of her service gratis. And Police Chief Corwin says it's appropriate the Department Honor Guard attend and chaplain preside. A long journey through a long 19 years shelved in a police property room. I'm Dan Verbeck, and this is My City.